Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now. Hour number two of the G.I. Jake Show starts now right here on Fan Run Radio. It is time for the sit rep presented by Inward Half Golf. Tennessee, St. Peter's tonight, 9:20. We beat that dead horse all morning. 21.5 point favorites. Over-under set at 130.5. We know who's probably going to lead us in points. We know who's going to dominate the boards. We know who's going to dish the ball around. Is there anybody that has anything different to think about that? Because I can't tell you if we're going to cover or not. Because we don't know what's going to happen. That's all you can say. Jumping over to Major League Baseball as the Braves season starts in a week, as Fan Run Radio is now the home of the Braves here in Knoxville. The Los Angeles Dodgers interpreter for Shohei Ohtani was fired yesterday afternoon after questions surrounding at least $4.5 million in wire transfers sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation set off a series of events. The longtime friend and interpreter for Ohtani incurred the gambling debts to a Southern California bookmaking operation that is under federal investigation. How he came to lose his job started with reporters asking questions about wire transfers. So I want to get everybody involved in this. I know that this is basically where I just tell you the big news of the day, but I want to get everybody involved with this. Shohei might have known about it, but he might not have known how much money was being paid out. If you incur $4.5 million in gambling debts, you have a problem. And now this is why we trust, you know, some of the sites that have sponsored us in the past. It's because they're not credit books. It's like you pay, you can gamble. You don't pay, you're not getting a credit card. Because that's the one thing about the state of Tennessee that I am glad is that you can't use a credit card to place bets. Because that would be dangerous. Like, that's how it would be dangerous. That's why you can't use a credit card when you go buy a lottery ticket. You have to pay cash up front. And I just want to go around the room here. Think about this. Imagine you just set a record for an MLB contract, and then all of a sudden you find out that your interpreter is taking more money than what you thought was being taken.
We're saying he stole it.
Yeah.
I mean,
how does at the end of the day?
I know a lot of these guys, when they have this much money, there's people that handle all your finances.
There are,
but don't you notice if
some people
that,
don't?
I mean,
some people don't. But I mean, the fact of the matter
is, he's changed his story twice.
He has changed his story twice. So I don't know exactly what's going on.
These guys are around each other like 24/7.
Well, they have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Anytime Shohei Ohtani enters the building, like, his interpreter has to be there.
And he keeps everything so close. Like, nobody knew he was getting married or got married till after it happened.
Right.
Nobody knew his wife was an international basketball star over there. Like, nobody.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's like, video out now of her just draining threes left and right.
Wow. That's great.
I mean, I think he's going to be in trouble personally.
Marcus, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to be real with you. This is the first time I'm hearing of it. I don't really pay attention to baseball news that much. Clearly, there's something that's gone on, then they're going to have to.
You think it's going to be one of those deals where they have to save face?
They probably will. I don't know if they have to, but they probably will. It's just going to be an interesting conversation to figure out, you know, whose story, especially if there's multiple stories coming out, like whose story's real, which one's the real thing. They're going to have to investigate at some point, figure out what's going on.
He's taking the fall for him. I think it's Ohtani with the gambling issue. I don't see how this guy getting paid $500,000 annually. He's not like a poor man.
No.
He can pay off his own debts.
Right.
He's been with them since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it all just all of a sudden coming out? And he didn't at first in the first interview say anything about anything, and now I think it's changed your story. It just makes it look more fishy to me. But the truth's going to come out, and gambling's not is very frowned upon in baseball, especially.
Very much so, Jack.
Yeah, I saw the alert. Didn't look too much into it, but hearing that, yeah, he's changed his stories a couple times does make it seem questionable. But yeah, like I saw that he also just like had a girlfriend out of nowhere, yeah, and no one knew about it. So knowing that he keeps things close to the vest, you know, something fishy could definitely be happening.
It very well could. I mean, this reminds me a lot, but it doesn't. But the last big thing we saw where you can say, yeah, this guy wrongfully got his money taken from him. Do you all remember what happened with the Big Baller Brand with Alan Foster?
I think so, yeah.
So Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo, sons of LeVar and Tina Ball. Of course, Tina has a stroke. And if you watch that series, you knew what was going on with her because all of a sudden she can't formulate sentences. They get her back from the hospital. And Alan took over the financial side of things because that was what Tina was doing. Well, all of a sudden, Lonzo goes to his accountant after his first year in the NBA, and she says, Lonzo, you've got about $1.5 million that's unaccounted for right here. And they traced it back. Alan Foster had actually stolen the money from Lonzo Ball and then just bolted. Like, they hadn't seen or heard from him since. All of a sudden, they sever ties with him, and now Alan Foster is suing LaMelo and Lonzo for more than $200 million.
There's going to be a lot more come out for him, but, I mean, those are just initial thoughts.
I mean,
somebody's going to dig into this.
Somebody's going to dig into it, but, I mean, you look at the case I just told you about. There's no way he's going to get anywhere near that.
What?
Alan Foster's not going to get anywhere near $200 million.
Oh, no.
I mean, you got to think.
How many years ago was this now?
No, this lawsuit is, like, happening right now.
Oh, it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you look at that, I look at that and I say, there's no way you're going to get $200 million because the Big Baller Brand's only worth about probably $50,000 at this point. Mm-hmm. At this point, they're a back marker company. They're not as touted. They're not as, you know, sought after as what they were a few years ago, back when Lonzo was coming out of UCLA and the Big Baller Brand shirts were selling for $50 a pop. Now they're on a clearance rack at whatever event they can find,
right?
Essentially. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, there was some talk, too, up next on the sit rep, about possibly expanding the NCAA tournament. That sounds stupid. I think you... Like, right now, they've got it perfect with the 68 teams. I think it's perfect. Like, you don't mess with perfection. The only thing you change is madness. That's why you're seeing so many changes in college football right now. It's because it's nothing but madness. You don't change perfection. And what the NCAA has with the NCAA tournament right now is perfection.
I mean, people aren't happy about Virginia being in, right? But that doesn't really have to do with expanding, though. But if you did expand, then you get those teams that are complaining that didn't make it or that are in.
Right. I mean,
but then you see four of the teams that were complaining lose first round the NIT.
Exactly. Like, that's another thing, too. It's like, you know, these guys, they go to the NIT. Scouts are still watching those games.
Yeah, it's still an opportunity.
And you had some guys last night that just did not show up. And I don't – like, I think it's like, well, we didn't make the big dance. We don't care. We don't care at all. I mean, for goodness sakes, Indiana State dropped 101 points.
Go win your games in the regular season.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Loyola Chicago got beat by Bradley. I made that pick.
Do like some of these other teams did that were terrible during the regular season, but they went and win their conference tournament. NC State.
Dude,
they had to play 5 games in 5 days to get to the tournament, and they did it.
Why didn't I fill out an actual NIT bracket? Dude, my picks were fire. Man, I did good in this. Maybe that's what I should have done. I should have just bet the NIT.
Well, it's not too late to start a women's bracket.
I'm good.
I'm just saying.
I'm good.
I got Iowa.
You got Iowa winning it all?
Caitlin Clark.
I got South Carolina winning it all. South Carolina winning it all in that one. That is your sit rep brought to you by our friends at Inward Half Golf. Go check them out online at inwardhalf.com as we have the fan run, the inaugural fan run charity golf tournament coming up here in about a month. That's going to be a fun event. I cannot wait to get out there and just make things happen. I don't know if I'll win, but I'm going to go out there. I'm going to have a good time. I expect everybody else that comes out to have a good time. You know, whether you want to play or not, just come hang out. I think it's going to be fun for everybody involved. As we get closer and closer and closer, guys, we're still about 10 hours till tip. 10 hours. At least they put us on TNT.
And you got 8 hours of basketball to watch leading up to it.
Oh, yeah, poor me.
I think you'll be fine.
I think I'll.
Sounds like you got a nice little hookup when you go back to work, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got a nice little setup. Very nice.
It's crazy. I feel like I have jitters for the game tonight, so I can't imagine what the actual
players
on the team are feeling like. It's just a stressful time. But, God, we got to win. Rick's got to get it done. Are y'all with me that if he loses – I mean, obviously, if he loses to St. Peter's, it's something. But even the second round, we gotta start asking some hard questions.
Well, like I said the other day, you have to treat it like a college class. And, you know, Jack, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you get your syllabus at the start of the semester, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you should get your syllabus at the start of the regular season. You got a lot of stuff you got to do before the final. You always take a final test, right?
Right.
And you're graded on attendance, quizzes, exams, and a final exam. And usually that final exam carries a lot of weight in that, about 30% of your grade in most cases.
I'd say our attendance this year has been spectacular, except our last game where we didn't show up for the last
game. We'll give them 10 points on attendance.
Yeah.
We'll give them that. Quizzes.
Yes.
Like your back marker games, like your midweek non-conference that you're just out there. It's like, okay, these are our get right games. This is our warm up game.
Well, non-conference wasn't great, but the quizzes were pretty tough.
I'm talking about like your midweek like non-major games, like against
like
non-power.
Carson Newman.
Yeah, like those.
No, you're not talking like quizzes versus Purdue.
Right.
Kansas out in Maui.
We beat most of the teams we were supposed to, but lost a few that we probably should have won. So probably like 90%.
So what would you consider those?
So we'll give them 28 points
projects?
On. What's that?
Are those projects, the Kansas games, the North Carolinas on the road,
those
NC
more,
State?
Nah, just
because they're better than those ones you're talking about.
Yes. I mean, you have tests and exams during
what'd
the
semester. What'd you say, give them a 90?
Yeah.
I'd say give them 90%. So we'll give them 27 points on that. So we're at 37. Hey, how about that?
How convenient.
So we're up to 37 points. How would you grade exams? Conference play?
Yeah, we –
conference tournament.
Ooh. Well, I mean, the non-conference, we didn't do too well on that test. But, you know, we were there.
I think our grade was high enough going into that final that it kept us in an A.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those things, oh, man, I don't need to write this paper.
Right.
You know, like – that sort of stuff.
Auburn test was huge. Kentucky test we took was huge.
You got to put
you
that.
You might have missed school against Kentucky. You're a little tired.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd almost give it a 90%, right?
Yeah.
You give it 90%. Okay, so that's another 27.
Of course, you had the nerd. Connect was the nerd. He showed up, got an A+.
So right now you're sitting at a 64, and the rest of your grade is going to be determined.
So right now you're failing, is what you're saying?
No.
64,
no.
If you don't show up to this final exam, then yes.
64 divided by 70, that's a 91, so that's an A.
Oh, okay. So we have 70 points right now. So
yes.
So the last 30 is what's coming up.
So your last 30%, you basically get 5 points per game.
I'm loving this analogy. This is fire.
So even if you lose in the second round?
It's like a C.
I might retake the class.
It'd be a D. 90 to 100 is an A.
I at least got to go to summer school or something.
80 to 89 is a B.
New teacher.
70 to 79 is a C. 60 to 69, nice, is a D.
I think a Sweet 16 would land us at a B, but if we got Elite Eight and especially Final Four.
So would you say that some questions are more weighted than others?
Yes, there's some written open response questions that you have to do real well on.
So would you say these first two games may be worth maybe instead of 5 points, they're only worth about two?
This is the multiple choice section for sure. Some true false in there.
The first game's worth 2 points. Second game's probably worth 8. Would you all agree with that?
Can you behind that?
Yeah.
Sweet 16, 10 points. Elite 8.
That's a big one.
You're talking about getting an A plus. You're getting close to it. You get an A if you make an Elite 8. If you make a Final Four, you get an A plus.
See, I just keep coming back to that game when we lost to Michigan second round. It just has that feel right now. We came in playing pretty well. Were we coming off the conference tournament championship?
Yep.
Yeah.
When we played Longwood.
Yep.
And made 14 threes.
Yep.
In game one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come out in game two feeling pretty good. Granted, I think we played a team that was very underseeded. Like, Michigan was a lot better than – what seed were they that
year? 11 seed.
11 yeah. seed, mm-hmm. yeah. Led by Dickinson, who I think was playing a lot better than he had ever had Kansas this year. And – you made two threes.
And, you know, I did.
And we rested guys, like, in that first-round game. We won by 32 points, I think.
Oh, against Longwood. Longwood. Yeah. That was that just seemed like we should have went further in that tournament because we really did. We lost to a team that we were better than. That's
Michigan
when it
was playing out with their point guard or something strange. Like, it was just.
And man, if we lose to a team that's better than us,
it's just
March
for us, man. It's just another disappointing result.
I mean, my thing is, if you lose to a team that's on about the same level or better than you, I'm not going to say anything. It's when we lose to a team that we all know that we're better than that really, really bothers me. That's why I was so upset with last Friday's loss, is because of the fact that we know that we're a better team.
But you lost twice to him.
And you lost twice to him, which makes it even worse. It's like, that's supposed to be your get-right game. It's like, you lost to them before.
Things started to change when Pearl made the comment about, let's make Ziegler shoot more. Then Calipari, after their game, said, we were kind of letting Kinect go get his. Kind of shut down everybody else. Nobody else came to the plate. And you lose. We weren't even defending. We weren't even doing anything. Mm-mm. So, and then Mississippi State just flat beat. Punched you in the mouth.
Yeah.
And so teams have that on you now too. You know, how's the Ziegler brother, is that going to affect Zakai today playing against his brother? Like, you've never done that.
You've never done that? You don't
know. You can saw how emotional it was in the video clips when he first saw him on the court when during shoot-arounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that affect his mentality at all? You know, like, I hope it wouldn't. Zakai doesn't seem like that would affect him, but
the storyline effect is real.
Yeah. And that's all they're going to talk about. That's sure he's always been asked about in the press conferences and stuff like that. But
I'm sure.
You know, but in the same way, he might feel loose and ready to go. I don't know. Ziegler didn't get playing this last year. We keep forgetting that. Like, you know, and he didn't really play in the first one, did he? I don't even remember minutes he played.
Kennedy led the charge.
And Vescovy were the two guards, really, right?
Kennedy led the charge in the Michigan game. He didn't get to see that much playing time.
So, really, this is his first.
This is his first time as, like, the guy that's going to lead the team.
Vescovy's feeling the effects. People are asking questions about him leading into the tournament.
Dalton
Kinect
hasn't been. Like, Dalton Kinect's never been here.
That's true, too. But I ain't worried about it. He lives for this moment. Look at all the big games he's had on the big stage.
Big game DK.
Like, went to Chapel Hill, put up 40, basically.
Yeah.
Kentucky game, senior day, 40. You know, like, I think maybe he was just saving himself for instead of playing worth a dang in the SEC tournament game.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I mean, it's getting you more amped up, but I don't know.
I think everybody's getting more amped up by the second.
Are you going to feel different if Texas wins? Because the Barnes Texas factor, I mean, is that long enough down the road? Like, but then you coached Texas. That was the only time you've been to a Final Four. How are you feeling, coach?
That was 9 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, is that ship sailed for him, you think?
Yeah.
Of course, they never played in March.
Right.
So it's just another.
There's storylines all over the place for every team. There's possibilities all over the floor for every team as well. The betting lines are going to be all over the place. Upsets are going to be all over the place. It's March. It's madness. It is March Madness. When we return, we're going to have the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Ever been the coach?
Run Radio. Mark the Tape with Marcus Young.
Back here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, it is time for the most controversial segment in all of Fan Run Radio, Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. Marcus.
Thank you, Jake.
Yes, sir.
I got to keep it real simple today. I'm going to just break down my bracket. It's finalized. It's no changes shall be made from this point on. UConn over Stetson, Northwestern over FAU, San Diego State over UAB, Auburn over Yale, Duquesne over BYU, Illinois over Morehead State, Drake over Washington State, Iowa State over San Diego State. Moving on to the West, North Carolina over Wagner, Michigan State over Mississippi State. That's going to be your first game to watch today. St. Mary's over Grand Canyon, Alabama over Charleston, New Mexico over Clemson, Baylor over Colgate, Nevada over Dayton, Arizona over Long Beach State. Down to the south, you have Houston over Longwood. Nebraska switched up. Nebraska over Texas A&M. James Madison over Wisconsin. Duke over Vermont. NC State, go Wolfpack, over Texas Tech. Kentucky over Oakland. Florida taking down Colorado. Marquette over Western Kentucky. Moving to the Midwest, Purdue over Grambling. Utah State over TCU, Gonzaga over McNeese. A change I made yesterday and stand by. Samford will upset Kansas.
Okay.
South Carolina over Oregon, Creighton over Akron, Colorado State over Texas, and Tennessee over St. Peter's. To the round of 32. Back at the top, UConn over Northwestern, San Diego State over Auburn. Duquesne, I made a switch here. I got Duquesne actually beating Illinois, moving into the Sweet 16.
Wow.
Iowa State over Drake. Michigan State taking down North Carolina. Alabama over St. Mary's. Baylor over New Mexico. Nevada over Arizona.
Wow. Got some upsets.
Yes, sir. Houston will take down Nebraska. James Madison will take down Duke. NC State, go Wolfpack, take down Kentucky.
Yep.
Marquette will take down Florida. Purdue over Utah State, Gonzaga over Samford, Creighton over South Carolina, and Tennessee over Colorado State.
I like it.
Heading into the Sweet 16, we have UConn continuing on taking down San Diego State, Iowa State taking down the run that was Duquesne, Michigan State upsetting Alabama, Baylor slowing down Nevada, Houston taking down James Madison, and NC State, another upset, go Wolfpack, over Marquette. Purdue will take down Gonzaga, and Tennessee will take down Creighton.
Yeah.
Leading into your Elite Eight. Initially, I had, I believe, UConn going either in this round or the next round, but UConn does take down Iowa State. Baylor takes down Michigan State. It was a nice run, but unfortunately, NC State does fall to Houston, and Tennessee takes down number one Purdue. So your final four for
all
me.
Right.
Is number one UConn, number three Baylor, number one Houston, and number two Tennessee. As much as I don't believe in UConn, I do think that they'll still make it back to Arizona, make it back to the championship game. They will upset, or they will take down Baylor, avoiding the upset, and Tennessee will take down Houston for a UConn-Tennessee matchup, where Tennessee prevails.
Both
keeping
Alrighty.
UConn, keeping UConn from repeating. And the total points scored, I had 168. Let me see if I can remember math to figure out. It was in the 80s. I had the score 168 minus. Yep, it was 85-83.
Yeah.
That will be the winning score for Tennessee, 85-83 over UConn.
How many Dalton got?
Easily 29.
Let's go.
Triple J gets 8 and 7 rebounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Santi hits a 3.
Whoa.
Out of 10 shots from 3.
Ganey's 1 for 9.
Yep. And I do. I would say
you got to have somebody
14.
Else scoring. Okay.
14.
14 from Adu.
I'm hyped for that. Let's go.
Does Dalton Knecht set the single season record for points scored?
No.
For Tennessee.
Oh, throughout the tournament.
Yes.
Yes.
Single
because
season?
Single season.
Because no one in Tennessee has ever made it this far. He must. He must.
Yeah.
How many is he off? He's off like 150, 200 points, right?
He could get that.
Does he even have 700 yet?
Let's find out.
That not playing anymore in the SEC tournament, I think, really hurts it.
That probably does hurt.
And plus, he only went for like 10 in the SEC tournament game.
Yeah.
This six-game win streak.
I don't think
he's
past. I'm not sure he's past Grant yet.
Let's see where we are with that.
I'm going to say it again. Looking at the Midwest, and I'm just going to keep hammering it home. No one in our bracket scares me. I know some people are afraid of Creighton. That's fine. I think they're hot and cold.
True.
I have a lot of faith in Tennessee being able to take down either Colorado State or Texas. Obviously, that's the game you're going to want to watch before ours. Their game is at 6:50. I think Colorado State will still run through Texas, but I don't think they're going to have that magical run that they're hoping to have. They had a great game versus Arizona, or really you could say Arizona just had a pitiful game. But I think they'll have a tough matchup versus Texas, come out through, but won't have the energy to face Tennessee. Purdue's the only team that scares me. They really are. I agree with what Rusty said. I said it before too. I don't think the referees are going to let Zach Edey get away with what he typically gets away with.
Yep.
I think this tournament is going to be a lot harder for him. Yes, I still have him in the Elite Eight, but it still wouldn't shock me if somebody came in and upset them early. Gonzaga's team is a team that could potentially do it. They have a lot of experience in the tournament. Great coach. Let's see who else. No, not Crank, because we take them down. I don't know. I don't have the same faith in Purdue that others might. Maybe a Utah State or a TCU. Maybe they could pull the upset early too. So I like this bracket side for us. I feel pretty good about it. And excited to do a solo show in the future.
I'm praying.
Also, shout out to Theo Vaughn for picking Tennessee to win it. A reverse shout out for Brett Kreisner, the machine, for having Texas A&M winning it all.
What?
He had an all four SEC bracket.
Oh,
Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, and Texas Tech. Texas A&M. And he had A&M winning it. What a silly bracket.
That's when you know you're just a homer.
That's when you know you're just a comedian.
Goodness.
Good jokes there from him. It's going to be fun. A lineup of games today. I think everyone should be tuned in and paying attention as much as possible. 12:15 is the start time, so right after the show you can start watching. After that, really the only thing I can mention is Nashville keeps surprising me for all you hockey fans that don't listen. They are on a huge roll right now. Last game they played, they scored 8 goals.
Hey.
They're playing pretty well right now, and they're pretty much set for a playoff spot as long as they don't completely fall apart. I think Nashville could upset a team early from the wild card. But
they need to stay in wild card one because I'd rather see Winnipeg than Vancouver.
I'm not scared of either.
Vancouver's too good.
I'm not. Vancouver doesn't have the experience of the playoffs.
They got the better players, though, than the Jets. Better goalie and everything.
Remember what happened to the Lightning?
No.
Lightning were the best team, President's Trophy winners.
And we scored 8 goals against the Sharks.
Got swept.
They have like 30
swept by
points.
Columbus. Once the playoffs happen, it doesn't matter if you have the best players.
We don't have experience.
You have Roman Josi, Forsberg, Ryan O'Reilly, who's won a cup, Luke Shen, who's won a cup. UC Saros has been in the playoffs. That's more than 4
already.
We'll see
tonight. I think the streak's going to end tonight, personally, but at Florida.
What happened? I remember you were talking about them, and they were just horrible.
Yeah, we were talking about, I was talking about getting rid of the coach.
Right. And then
which is, it was, I stand by what I said then, the same now. You don't just get rid of a coach after 1 year.
Well, you wanted to trade Saros at that time.
To get good players, yes. And we have a young guy in Milwaukee who's a stud. We could move on from Saros. It wasn't because I didn't think Saros was good. It's because I felt like he was very good. You could get some good pieces, and you got a young guy in Milwaukee who's good enough to start now. So, no, it's
they made the right decision all around, whatever they did.
They canceled a concert last when they
can't.
They canceled a team trip to
Vegas,
watch U2
right?
in the Sphere, and all of a sudden it turned it on. So,
keep, yeah.
Also, who wants to see U2 anymore? They're overrated now.
I just need to find wherever you're sipping out of to get Tennessee to a national championship.
I just want to hear Natasha Bedingfield.
I just want to see you, you know.
I can be as fine as I want with all these teams. I'm worried about our team.
Yeah, you think that we're not going to get past the first weekend.
I don't.
Or the first day. Like, you think we're going to lose to St. Peter's.
I mean.
But only you can let it in, Brett. No one else.
I'm the only one here wearing orange.
He's wearing orange.
Where's
what
yours?
What are you talking
about?
You got
to win that championship.
He's wearing a whole orange shirt.
Yeah, where are you guys?
You haven't. You
where
don't
are
know,
you guys?
You don't know what kind of underwear I'm wearing.
Burlap, right?
He's got that orange beard. Come on now.
Hey, look at Jack Slides.
True.
And your water bottle, right?
Water bottle.
Oh, and your keys.
And my keys.
I didn't even see all this stuff.
We vaulted up.
Well, my heart is orange, so.
Hey, technically my draws.
Is that your real bracket
yes.
that you just read off to us?
Yes. That's my official bracket.
I loved it.
Submitted into the King of the Brackets.
He was staring at the blank page before him.
How many are you thinking the King of the Brackets will have Tennessee winning it?
Probably at least
25%. A good percent, yeah.
You?
No.
He is Kentucky winning it.
Oh, yeah. You should be kicked out.
I should be kicked out.
I thought you were trying to win this thing.
I am trying to win this thing.
Well, your region's going to be – your South region's just – you got Western Kentucky winning in that region. You got Kentucky going all the way through it. I think you had Houston losing second round. That's a wash. You're already out.
Kentucky is a wild
You team, might want to change
but
that.
But I respect it.
You
no,
got,
don't change it. Go with your gut.
You've got
your
like
heart.
45 minutes till we tip off here. You going to change it?
Stick
nope.
with it, Jake. Yes.
Staring at the pit boss app right now. My brisket is getting hotter. Only 20 more degrees and it will be perfect for
hey,
me.
Hey, if you need to get it hotter, just throw that bracket
eating.
In there you just did.
What?
Throw that bracket in there you just did.
What bracket?
The one you just said you had Kentucky winning it.
I did. That's the one that's in there.
You using coal from Kentucky?
It's reverse psychology, Brett. You got to use the reverse psychology effect on this. We don't want Kentucky to win. But if you put Kentucky in the bracket, knowing my luck.
So you have Tennessee losing first round?
No.
Well, that's reverse psychology, right? If they're going to lose first round, that means they're going to
win
it all.
May I finish my segment with one last thought?
What?
I don't apologize to Titansville about your comments on Kentucky. Kentucky's a terrible state. I hate them. I hate everything about it. I lived in Kentucky for 3.5 years. It was awful. I hated every second of it.
Oh, God. What part?
I lived in Corbin. It was...
Oh, no!
Yeah, I was in Corbin.
Oh, no! He lived in Corbin, the home of KFC!
And
that's a good thing.
I think the Kentucky Wildcats are a joke. I don't think they're going to do anything except for lose to my NC State Wolfpack. Go Wolfpack. And... I think that it's about time that we just let that state know that their only claim to fame is a championship, what, like 10 years ago now?
Yeah.
Something like that.
About,
no one cares about
12.
No one
Some
cares
people
about
think
it.
They have the better football coach up there.
Yeah, you have a terrible football coach in Kentucky.
That guy just looks like a can of Beanie Weenies.
All you're known Ew. All you're Mark known Stoops. For is your horse racing. That's all you're known for
Louisville's
now.
A mess.
Like, that guy looks like he eats Beanie Weenies and sauerkraut.
Is that where Tyler Barron went? Louisville?
Yeah,
that's where he went.
He's gone to Louisville. So, yeah, Kentucky can go back down to the coal mines where we won't be using your coal because now we use something else that's better. Nuclear weapons. I mean, nuclear power.
Oh, my
oh
God.
Gosh.
Oh,
gosh. My gosh.
Got him.
What? What in your mind made you say a weapon of mass destruction?
I just thought it was funny.
That's Mark the Tape with Marcus Young. I'm not going to repeat the sponsor name for this because, quite frankly, I don't want them associated with what was just said moments ago. I love the segment up until that point.
Tucker Harlan posted his bracket. He has Florida in the lead eight.
Tucker's a smart guy. Maybe he knows something.
Maybe he does.
Who knows?
He's got TCU beating Purdue.
Oh, boy. It's about that time. It's about that time. We're about to give you all 16 picks. The entire first round will be bet on.
Why can't we do the first eight today? Why we got to do 16? We can do eight tomorrow.
There's 32 games.
Yeah, but we're here tomorrow before the games start.
We're doing 16 today.
Sorry, I hate to break it to you.
Oh, that's right.
The bracket for young Tucker is not correct. He has NC State losing the first round. And he texted me recently.
But he
told me recently. I have text message proof. Where is his name? Where I talked.
But he says it's his totally correct 2024 bracket.
No, he told me he had James Madison in the Sweet 16. Never mind. Correct it, Tucker. Otherwise, it's not correct.
It shall be interesting to see what our bets will be. Coming up next, stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Are you ready to flex?
Moment is here. It's time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, presented by SM Athletics.
Final segment of the program, and it's time for the G.I. Jake Show Betting Tracker, in which we will be betting all 16 games. Everyone will go through their 16 and make their picks. Brett, you're going to do yours straight up. Marcus, I expect some upsets in yours.
We're going to go around the room one at a time.
We're going to go around the room one at a time, and everybody's going to make 16, 16, 16, and 16. Marcus, you're going to do some upsets. I'm going to do some upsets. Jack, you just do your thing.
I'm going to do it. Let's go.
All right, Brett, let's kick it off.
So we're all picking this. So I'm doing 16 straight through, or are we just doing one?
You can
one,
do 16 two? Straight up. You can do spreads. However you want to do it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go straight up with all these.
Go ahead.
I got Michigan State, BYU, Creighton, Arizona, North Carolina, Illinois, Oregon, what did I end up with? Nevada, Texas, Kentucky, Gonzaga, Iowa State, Tennessee, Texas Tech, Kansas, and Drake.
Marcus.
Well, if we're going based on my bracket, it'll be a little bit different.
That's what I did, I guess.
I'm doing straight money line real quick. Give me 2 seconds. I'm almost there. Where's Tennessee? Oh, there they are. Michigan State, Duquesne, Creighton, Arizona. You know what? You want Upset Central in this?
Upset City.
All right, starting over. Michigan State, Duquesne, Creighton, Long Beach over Arizona, UNC, Illinois, South Carolina over Oregon, Nevada over Dayton, Colorado State over Texas, Oakland upsetting the Kentucky Sad Cats, McNeese over Gonzaga, Iowa State, Tennessee, NC State, go Wolfpack, Samford. We're going to go Washington State because they have better odds. There you go. There's your 16.
Jack.
So I changed it a little bit.
Alrighty. First game, it's an impossible one. I'm going with the experienced team in Michigan State, though. I'm also going BYU, Creighton, give me Arizona, North Carolina, Illinois, Oregon, Dayton, Texas, Kentucky, Zaga, Iowa State, NC State, go Wolfpack, Marcus.
Thank you.
Samford, and Drizzy Drake.
All right. Here is a 16-leg parlay. The odds on this are 3,049,882. 3278 pays out almost exactly $1 million. I'm not making that bet, by the way. I'm gonna take the less. I'm gonna take the.
No, it's too late. You already said it.
I'm not spending $32 on this bet, Marcus. But here are some picks that you need to make. Take the Michigan State money line, the BYU money line against Duquesne, Creighton money line against Akron. There's not a lot in that. It's -850, but add some juice. Long Beach State +19.5 against Arizona. North Carolina -24.5 against Wagner. Illinois money line against Morehead State. That's the only one that really concerns me. South Carolina money line against Oregon. Dayton money line against Nevada. Colorado State money line against Texas, that +110. Kentucky -13.5. McNeese money line against Gonzaga +235. Iowa State at -15.5 versus South Dakota State. Tennessee -21.5 against St. Peter's. NC State money line. Marcus, I got your back, buddy. Samford to beat Kansas and Drake to beat Washington State. That is the G.I. Jake Show betting tracker presented by SM Athletics. Got some uniforms in today. Able to hook some of my clients up, right? Got some more jerseys coming in the next week, and then more coming in the next week. Whatever you need for your team or your business, we can make happen at SM Athletics. Top-notch quality, unlimited customization, always great customer service, and always competitive pricing. Check us out online at smathletics.com. Head over to our Facebook page, see some of the work that we have done recently, or give us a call at 865-966-3434. Choose SM Athletics today. To the phones. Roberto is up next. What do you say, Berto?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey!
It's the most wonderful time. Oh, man, I tell you what, I'm stoked. What a day to be alive and well. And have you guys been outside today?
Oh, yeah.
You had to go to the office. So God of mercy, what a beautiful day God's gifted us today on the best day of the year. I don't know, guys. I'm starting to get a little hivey here. Watching that Colorado State game made me pretty nervous. I turned into Brett Hollander overnight.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. Do you have North Carolina blue all over your house, too?
Actually, we are North Carolina fans. In my family, you're either a Duke or a North Carolina fan, and Duke is so loathable that I guess I chose North Carolina. But I'm an NC State guy, so I've got NC State in the first round, at least, Marcus, for you.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to manifest, brother.
Yeah, I'm building a cult up, I'm learning.
You're a cult of personality, if nothing else, brother.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Guys, just what a day to be alive and well. And I wanted to get your opinion on something, Jake, and or the panel. Is it weird that I feel like Drake's going to actually make a run and be really good?
I don't think so. I've got him in my Sweet 16. I think Iowa State's a little fraudulent.
So do I. Yeah, and somebody said they had Florida in the Elite Eight or even the
Tucker.
They know it.
Tucker
they know,
had that.
Yeah, they know their best center snapped his leg in like into three places, right?
It was gruesome and quite frankly hard to watch.
Yeah, but Tucker knows that guy broke his leg, right? And
sure.
I guess they're going to put in the freshman in there, but still, like I don't see that. I'm not sure they get out of the first round, guys. I think they're really good.
Yeah,
and as a 7, I think they got underseeded, actually. I think they should have been a 5. And which one of you? I think it was Brett. You said you had Gonzaga, or was that Jake? I couldn't.
No, Jake's got McNeese going to the Sweet 16.
McNeese is Gonzaga. Old Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. McNeese just hadn't played anybody. I mean,
Neither did Gonzaga, but they made a Final Four.
At least we've heard of teams they played of. The only team McNeese played was Michigan. They lost.
You ain't heard of the Chippewa Bible College?
No, and I've heard of Will Wade.
I'd like to point out, too, that I have questions on their schedule because they beat a team 92-23, Mississippi University for women. So did they play the women's team or did they play a men's team for a women's college?
I don't know, Marcus.
Or was it women who identify as men?
There's a lot of questions that need to be answered here, Jake.
I will say this for McNeese State, that I have a soft spot in my heart for them. One of my clients actually owns the naming rights to their arena they play in.
Oh, nice.
And so I've watched them all year. Guys, do not sleep on them. They are athletic. And here's the worst. What if McNeese State somehow makes it up to play in Tennessee? They are horrible matchup for us.
Could you imagine Will Wade knowing exactly what happened?
Rick, but he will coach circles around Rick Barnes.
Well, and the thing is, too, there's the factor in that game. Will Wade knows what happened the last time they were in Thompson Bowling.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Will Wade was sitting over, like, on the floor next to the scorer's table, just looking up at the ceiling.
Interesting. Well, I'll say this. That McNeese State team is as talented as just about any team he ever had at LSU. I'm telling you right now, guys, don't sleep on them.
Well, the thing is, like, he can go down there and he can actually build a program at McNeese State.
He's going to be there for one more year.
Yeah.
This is insider trading from a guy who knows a guy. You know what I mean? I'm the guy who knows the guy.
Berto knows his guys.
Just let me go ahead and tell you. They got him. They signed him for another $900,000 this week. Okay? They finalized that. Good for him. Good for them. He's in the rehab program. Okay? Addicted to something. He's in like a Saban-type rehab program, I should say.
Yes.
Not in a Sarkeesian-type rehab program. He's not going to be there next year. They don't expect him to be there after next season. So they're riding it while they can. They literally tell people we don't expect him to be here for more than a year.
Wow.
So take that for what it's worth. I mean, they're happy with what they're getting. That's where I've come to, guys, with this Tennessee team. Just be happy with what we got. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And I think that Rick Barnes, if he does what he does and he plays to his seed line, because it's usually, not always, but it's usually what he does more times than not, we go to the Elite Eight. Guys, we got to be happy with an Elite Eight, right? That can't be our minimum goal. That needs to be this is where we've had a good year.
Roberto, I'm going to tell you what my Filipino first sergeant, my Filipino sergeant major said to me when I would shoot for the minimum on PT test. He said, Miller, you need to stop shooting for the minimum. Because you're always failing. You need to shoot for maximum. You need to treat this. Actually, I'm not even going to go into that because then I'm going down a rabbit hole in which we'll get on the topic of hoo-hoo cheese and all that other stuff that we don't want to talk about.
I hear you.
But you get what I'm trying to say. Treat it like that.
Yeah.
Treat it like that and don't stop until it's over.
Well, then, damn it, Jake, let's win the damn title.
Well, then let's go get it, Roberto.
One thing left to do, Jake.
Win the whole thing.
Yeah. Guys, I love you guys. Let's go get a dub today. I'm sure we'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you, Roberto. That is going to do it for us. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jake. Let's go, Vols.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio. Stay locked in. And go damn ball!